look at our own words and our own habit patterns. Yeah. So let's start just with watching our breath for a few minutes, and then I'll pose some questions and give you a chance to contemplate them before we discuss. So just let your breath relax. Place your attention on it. So when we reflect on harsh words, it doesn't necessarily mean speaking. It's more harsh communication. So we can have harsh communication also by withdrawing or giving dirty looks or refusing to speak to somebody. Many different ways to have harsh communication. So, looking at your life, what kind of situations really get to you the most so that you have harsh, you communicate with others in a harsh manner? Think of different situations and different ways of harsh communication, and just kind of see what your habits are, or what the most prevalent situations are and the most prevalent kinds of harsh communication. And who do you usually communicate with in a harsh way? In other words, who's the object of your harsh words or harsh communication? And when you speak harshly or communicate harshly, what is your motivation? What are you trying to get? What is causing you to interact in that way? And what ideas do you have for looking at the situation differently and for changing your behavior in those situations? Okay, so I'll repeat the questions if you want to write them down. So first, what situations arise that in which you are most likely to speak harshly, and what kind of harsh communication do you use? Is it yelling and screaming? Is it slamming the door? Is it withdrawing? Is it being sarcastic or ridiculing? You know, what kind of behavior do you have, and what situations does this commonly occur in? And then second is, what people do you tend to speak harshly with? Is it family members? Is it colleagues? Is it strangers? Who is it? Third is, what is your motivation? What are you trying to get out of it? What are you trying to make happen through speaking harshly? And implied in that question is, does the method you're using actually bring the results that you want? And then fourth, what ideas do you have for viewing the situation from a different perspective, so that your afflictions settle down? And what ideas do you have for how to handle the situation differently? So we'll use the same format as yesterday. You don't have to go with the same group as yesterday. Just find four other people. Again, don't go with somebody who's a very close friend or a relative. Yeah. And feel free to move your seats around. And then each person speaks one at a time. And while each person is speaking, there's no crosstalk or discussion or questions or anything. Everybody just speaks. Once everybody in the group has spoken, each person has maybe 3 or 4 minutes to share their ideas. But once everybody's spoken, then you can talk, about it and build on each other's ideas. And, again, it shouldn't sound like a restaurant in here with everybody talking loudly, laughing and giggling and everything. And you should stay on the topic of the discussion that we're doing, and really build on each other's ideas and help each other. And then I'll come back in a while and we'll do some debriefing. Okay? So go to it.